Thank you for choosing to listen today to CMDA Matters, the weekly podcast of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Chupp, the CEO of CMDA. Well, a unique feature of today's program is that all the background and transition music you're going to hear is courtesy of my very talented guest, Dr. T. Bob Davis, who is a VIP dental member of CMDA, and who was the recipient of one of our highest awards this May, the CMDA Servant of Christ Award. Now, this award was presented in May during a Zoom award ceremony by our president, Dr. Gloria Halverson. Dr. Davis is a DMD graduate of the University of Alabama School of Dentistry. He also received his bachelor's in chemistry from Samford University and an associate's degree from Mars Hill University. He has served our country as a captain in the U.S. Air Force and is married to Janice. They have three grown children and seven grandchildren. T. Bob is a native of Alabama. I think you're going to hear that today, and has lived in Dallas, Texas all of his professional life. He has been playing the piano all over the world for close to 70 years. In fact, T. Bob was playing in concert at the First Baptist Church of Dallas with world-renowned pianist Dino Kartsanakis just the evening before we had this conversation you're going to hear today. I believe it was one of the earliest chapels that I ever attended in the CMDA Assembly Hall in the fall of 2016 that I met this phenomenal musician dentist who tickled the ivories for about a half an hour and blessed us all at CMDA big time. T. Bob is beloved by many thousands of dental students over the years who were introduced to dental missions, usually for the first time, under his mentorship. They were drawn to his gentle giant's energy and charismatic personality. I think you're going to be won over today in the first few minutes of Dr. Davis's testimony. So let's jump right in to the recent conversation that Dr. Bill Griffin, who's Vice President of Dental Ministry at CMDA, and I had with T. Bob from his home in Dallas, Texas. Well, I'm excited to welcome to the program today on CMDA Matters a wonderful dentist who's had an incredible legacy that you're going to hear about momentarily, Dr. T. Bob Davis. And he received the Servant of Christ Award this year at our national convention, which of course was canceled, turned virtual. And so we had a wonderful Zoom award ceremony that some of our board members and the dental council members, as well as our Vice President for Dental Ministry, Dr. Bill Griffin, who's with me in the studio today. Welcome, Griff, to the studio.
Glad to be a part of this.
Welcome to the program, T. Bob.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that.
Well, you've attained membership status in the Academy of General Dentistry. You were named the Texas Dentist of the Year. You received the 2015 Christian Dental Society's Missionary of the Year Award. You've received the Academy of General Dentistry's Humanitarian Award, 2018 ADA's Humanitarian Award, and the list goes on and on and on, T. Bob. What an incredible career that you've had in dentistry. And, you know, you began with Christian Medical Society when you were back in medical school. Tell us how you got started with CMS, CMDS back in the day.
Remarkable. And that's why I love CMDA so much, is because you just don't realize what student work means to the students. You'll never realize if you ain't one. If you're a student, you feel the effect of CMDA. I was there at the University of Alabama Medical Center. We had a joint meeting with the medical students. So our CMS group was jointly populated by dental students and medical students. So I became president of the group, and we had weekly meetings, and we'd have speakers come in, such as one that I will never forget was a scientist from Oak Ridge Institute. And he spoke on the outer space and the rest of the creation that God made, and all gave numbers and things. I'll never forget that. We had every Tuesday, and I believe it's Tuesday evening, we'd have a dinner, and it was provided by the primarily by the Baptist Student Union in conjunction with that. And we just had some great meetings. We even had the executive director at the time came down and spoke to us. So it really meant a lot. But also the editor of the journal at the time was a young, fine Christian over in Atlanta. And he and his family and I, we became acquainted. And he was so instrumental in a side way of helping me when I graduated and went to off to the Air Force. I was wanting to go, I thought, to Atlanta to practice, but God had a plan different. And that's part of my story. God's plan is best and always right. He had me go to a nondescript place, Sherman Denison, Texas, at Perrin Air Force Base, just north of Dallas. And I really cried. And when I found out in dental school, I went to my car in the parking lot of the VA hospital where I lived and drew blood every morning. That was how I helped pay my way through school. I went out to the car, and I'd been to Texas on a youth choir tour that summer before 66. And I pulled out a map of Texas, and I couldn't find a Perrin Air Force Base. I found a Perrin, Texas, out in the Dust Bowl of West Texas somewhere. And I thought, I'm going to be at a radar site away from people. I won't be able to do my music. I won't be able to play the piano. I won't be able to go to church at a place like I'd been used to, working with young people and everything. So I really cried and fussed at the Lord pretty strong, gave him a hard time. But God knows best. Mm-hmm. And in time, he showed me that I was so close to First Baptist Dallas, I could go there. The first Sunday I went to Texas, I went to Wichita Falls, and I invited my colleague who became president of the Academy of General Dentistry. He was my next door neighbor going through dental school, and we went to the Air Force together. And I invited him and a Jewish boy and a Catholic boy to go with me to Six Flags in Dallas area. And I said, I want to go to that First Baptist Church in Dallas because I'd heard their youth choir at Red Rocks Amphitheater in Denver 5 years before. It meant so much to me that there was a dentist playing the organ for that group. And I thought, boy, I'd love to do things like that. I was doing things like that in Birmingham with youth groups. But God has a way of putting you in the right place at the right time. He put me right here. I went to the church that Sunday and met people at the medical dental class of First Baptist Church. And Haddon Robinson was a member of the church. I came to know Haddon Robinson. He was at that time executive director. I met he and his sweet wife, Bonnie, who's a great piano player. And I got to know them as a result of visiting there. And I kept coming back. When I went to Sherman, I kept coming back to hear the youth choir and hear the church and to meet people. Dr. Criswell was the pastor, and the minister of music heard me play the piano just a few months into when I was visiting and invited me to play for the church. He had me play for the services, and I drove 70 miles on weekends every Sunday morning and spent the day and played for Sunday morning, Sunday night for a better part of a year and a half. And if you don't think God can do things beyond your imagination, this is the unbelievable part. I mean, that's unbelievable to begin with, that I got to play for the church. But then they were going to take a 200 youth choir member plus 50 in the orchestra group of kids, too. We're going to tour all the biggest concert halls in Europe, starting at Albert Hall in London. And I played the piano. The organist that was a dentist, Dr. Bill Hansen, my dear friend, he's 90 years old now, still playing the organ, played 55 years for Baylor Dental School's graduations. And we did piano. He did the organ. I did the piano for 3-hour concerts in the leading concert halls of Europe for 3 weeks. Now, listen to me. Listen to me. Can you believe that God put me there in a 2-year stint in the Air Force with a vacation of a month in between, that he would allow that month to be taken, the whole month, for me to go the 3 weeks to Europe with a group of a youth choir? And I was able to take the whole 3 weeks, spend the whole time over there, and come back.
Well, God has an amazing way of planning those things, even when we don't see it in advance. Now, T. Bob, I noticed that you mentioned your days in dental school. Well, since that time, you have really played a role in the lives of a lot of dental students. You've taken a large number of students down to Mexico on mission trips over the years, including, I hear, sometimes teams as big as 100 people. How in the world do you manage to corral such large dental teams?
You know, Griff, he was corralling 200 people in Europe, he just told us. So 59, what's that?
Well, yeah, 100 is nothing. I've always wanted to get up to 200 if I could. No, I tell you, there again, God gives you the grace and the understanding of how to do things that you'll never believe you can do until you give them the opportunity. And I never say no. I said, I would never deny somebody an opportunity to go on a mission trip with me. I said, I would not do that, nor would I limit the number of people to come hear me play the piano. I want as many people exposed to the gospel and message for them. So I've always said, yes, Lord, whatever you want. And as many as you want, send them on. I'll find a place. Even the medical students from the, I'd call the medical school over there and talk to their student leadership. And I said, hey, y'all need to come over to my house, and the dental students are meeting about a mission trip. Y'all come over and meet with us, because the medical students need to know the dental students, I think, so you can refer to each other when you get out and know each other. Mm-hmm. Well, they went with me, and they started going on their own, and they started taking a busload for a whole week. We were going for 4 days along the border. So we'd fly down there on Thursday morning early, and we would go across the border and set things up Thursday afternoon, evening, eat over there and come back, and then go across the border and work all day Friday and Saturday, then come back and go to Padre Island to church, either Brownsville First Baptist or Padre Island Baptist, and they would eat on the beach area and then go out and have 2 or 3 hours of fun on the Padre Island beach. And that was the students' spring break. So then we'd fly back home.
Well, T-Bob, what is it about your mission trips that makes dental students so enthusiastic to join you?
Well, I think it's really the students. It's the students. It's certainly not me. If you know me, I beat them up in the evenings. I make them stay up all hours of the night, and they complain. We want to go to bed. And I keep them up sharing me, teaching them, having the others share with each other some of their leadership, having the dentists themselves giving their testimonies. We just keep a real dynamic, active time. And it's just a nonstop deal. Boy, they're ready to go to bed. There's no problem anybody not wanting to sleep. They're dead tired when they get through with me. And they love the fellowship among colleagues, potential colleagues, and they make such quality friendships there, lifetime friendships there, not just with their own age group, but throughout the spread, because I take every age group in the 4 years, plus the dentist. Some of them get jobs that way. Several have gone to work with these dentists.
You know, T-Bob, you've been a member of CMDA for as long as I've been alive, 57 years. During that time, you've been involved in the practice of dentistry and teaching, doing I don't know how many mission trips, but certainly every servant of Jesus, it's not all roses and rainbows. What has God taught you through this remarkable career? What have been some hard lessons? Maybe you've been a slow learner in some areas. What has the Lord taught you along this journey walk with Him?
Well, for example, the good example, we were doing so great going down for 4 day trips down, flying down out of Dallas and Houston, and we got one of the pre-dent students that I had go with me that knew my daughter at A&M, and he wanted to get in dental school, and I told him to come visit my office. He did. He said, can I go on the trip? I said, sure. So he became president of the class 2 years later, the freshman class at Houston, said, can I bring some friends? I said, sure, bring them on. So that's how Houston got involved with the Dallas group. And so with that, the lesson that I really learned was it was going great. And then the cartel came along and started making it dangerous. And the school said, no, you can't go. The students can't go. So I had 100 students sign up from the two schools, 100 exactly. I took $100 down. I had to refund 75 people, $100. And at the last minute, and we had 26 of us actually go and checked it out, because I had flown down there the week before to check it out. And the head of security for Homeland Security down there was a member of the church there. And we had dinner with them, and they said, nothing's happening here. It's fine here. So we went ahead and went the next year and had 69 go with us the next year. But then as we left there, that I learned as I walked, we went across the border, we ate on that side, and looked across the board, and there's nobody there. It was dead. People were not coming out. And I said, this doesn't even feel safe. So we left there and said, I've got to find another place. So that ended Mexico, and I found a place in Nicaragua that we could go for a small, it took 15. Now, you're talking about rebuilding? Mm-hmm. I had 115 down there, the most I had. I had big groups down there. And so I had to start over, and I took 15, including our great buddy, Dr. Jody Yarbrough, and we went to Nicaragua and had a week-long mission trip.
Now, T-Bob, I was actually just recently talking with our mutual friend, Dr. Jody Yarbrough, and he told me that shortly after the Nicaragua trip, you decided to head for Guatemala, and you took teams down there. And then recently, you've taken it to a new level, actually designing, equipping, and helping to fund a brand new clinic in Guatemala City. Tell us about your vision for this clinic and how this vision came to fruition.
It all happened back then when we could not go to Mexico anymore. I realized that. So I called my good friend, Dr. Kevin Seidler, who's a great, fine, dear friend I've mentored, and he's done a great job of creating serving him ministries. They were going to Guatemala, and they were going to Romania and different places in the world. And I called him and said, hey, I can't go to Mexico anymore. Can I take a group with your group down to Guatemala? He said, sure. So we did it. But with that, we went with him and set the stage, and we agreed when we went down there that, hey, we want to come back. Well, he decided that they wanted to go 2 hours away to another, an hour or so away to another location, and we're going to leave that site. Well, I already had my plans to go that next year, and there's nowhere I could take my students without going there. So we began just freestanding us again without working with anybody else. It was just that one time with them got us there. God led us to that. And then we went, the dean of the dental school, a fine dental school, the University of Francisco Marroquin, was a member of, was our only member in the Academy of Dentistry International, and I was going to become president of ADI. And so I talked to him, went and visited him right off the bat, and invited him to bring faculty and students over. Previous year, they had 50 students come over with a half dozen or more faculty. So we were teaching them, we've been teaching them how to be givers and witness to them and having them come over and work with us. So we tied in with the dental school from the start. And they were planning to be there with us this year. We had 67 planned this year, but at the last minute, I had to cancel it because of the, we got down there. And as soon as we got there, we realized that President Trump was fixing to shut things down. So we had to make a quick decision. We finished up the dental clinic there. It's about an hour and a half drive outside north of the airport in Guatemala City in the mountains. And we finished up the getting all the dental stuff installed. And we closed it down, went back to the airport, caught a plane, got back home just in time before they shut down the borders. We went right through customs, and the next day there are 5-hour waits trying to get through DFW airport. God has a time for us if we say yes and not no, or maybe let me think about it, let me pray about it, let me consider it. If you do what he tells you when to do, I've found that that's the best plan you got.
How have you seen dentistry change? We've been talking a lot about mission trips, but in terms of the practice of dentistry, from start to finish, how have things changed from your viewpoint?
Very much changed. I got a chemistry major in college because the dean told me that probably to get into dental school, that'd be a good major in biology minor. So I took his advice, and I'm so glad I did, because you know what? Dentistry is chemistry now. Dentistry is bonding. Dentistry is the chemistry of the fluids, the fluoride, the surface of the enamel, the surface of the tooth, the tissues, it's a lot of chemistry we're doing. We're bonding crowns, bonding bridges, we're bonding fillings, we're doing all this stuff that is chemistry. So God has a way of helping us get prepared. And if we prepare well and learn well, then he will use us and show us that. And that's what we've seen happen. No longer do we do generally amalgam fillings, and we don't do many traditional bridges unless the tooth is totally broken down. And we do a lot of bonded. I do bonded bridges, very conservative. And the whole thing that we do now is we do a lot of fillings without numbing. I asked the endodontist the other day, I said, do you ever do a root canal on a patient without numbing? He said, hard as no. I said, y'all try sometime. When a tooth is dead, you don't need to spread the infection with a needle and give it a shot and have to get over that too. And you think of right now, we can do things like that, and they're totally successful, so highly successful, and the patient's not hurt, not harmed. We've got great anesthetic when we need it. We've got great capacity to do things without bothering people. We do these bonded bridges without ever numbing them, without doing anything more than roughing up the surface of the enamel, taking the impression and making the bridge and seeing it without it. And the fear of the needle is one of the big things people didn't like about dentistry. So we've changed totally in the 53 years I've been practicing dentistry. But I do want to perform one day as a piano player. I don't really want to let people come to my practice. They want to go to my performance. So if you don't mind entertaining my little humor, very little humor, they say, but I'd like to be able to perform dentistry and not just practice all the time.
That's good. Very good point.
Well, now, T. Bob, your CMDA membership began over a half century ago. As you reflect on your long history with CMDA, what is your hope and prayer for CMDA in the years to come?
Well, I'm just ecstatic about y'all getting Dr. Griffin on board, because as dentists, we were not the main focus, of course, of the Christian Medical Society, and should not be. But we needed some focus more, and Dr. Griffin is giving that, and we're so thankful for him and for the vision Dr. Dawson had, and for the acceptance of that vision, and y'all acting on it, you being the executive director and making sure that we have the resources and tools to reach out to the dental students and to the dentists, because it's a two-way street, and we have to have some leadership and some coordination.
Yeah, these are very exciting times. One of the first things Dave Stevens told me when I came to Bristol in 2016 is about 10% of our members are dentists or dentists in training, but they are the commandos of CMDA, and they are determined and very involved and engaged. And he also said, Mike, 7 or 8 years ago, the board, when Jeff Amstutz came on board to run the dental ministry, the board was praying that God would do a real work and that the dental ministry would grow. And wow, did God answer those prayers, T-Bob. And I'm told that I would not recognize the dental part of CMDA 7 or 8 years ago, since God brought Jeff to join us. And then, as you say, recently, Dr. Bill Griffin, and just abundant provision and resources that God has just poured out blessings on the dental ministry. And Dr. Griffin is hiring 4 regional dental coordinators, I think you're calling them, to help out further with the ministry. And so I guess from Bristol, we feel like the sky is the limit with dental ministry. Very excited. Any comments about that, Griff?
Well, it's clearly the Lord at work. I'm discovering dentists across the country who are really sold out for Christ and want to be excellent dentists, but not as an end in itself. They want their excellence to point to Christ, and it's an exciting time for the dental contingent in CMDA.
Well, T-Bob, any advice that you'd like to share as you think back and think about young people?
Seek the Lord. Hide His word in your heart. Prepare well your mind and your skills. Then turn loose and let God have His way with you. Do what you can when you can. Some of that, what I just said, are songs, hymns. Hymns sometimes is a good way to hide God's word in your heart. And the evangelist, our former pastor, Dr. O.S. Hawkins, who's been preaching this week, made that point. Hide God's word in your heart, and the hymns is a good way to do it. And I've been about all my life trying to get people to sing the hymns and the students to sing. They do some great singing with their guitars and get fiddles. I don't have a piano in there, but they do some great singing at night, every night. They have worship, praise and worship every night on our trips, and it's so inspiring to see them lead out like that. So give God a chance and reach out and go out on mission trips when you can, and take somebody with you, share it, and make it something special, because God can lead the way and do things with you you'll never believe.
I spoke at a missions conference once with a message entitled, "The 7 Words I Most Long to Hear," and I have a feeling you share that. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Dr. Davis, thanks for joining us on CMDA Matters today and for encouraging us all. Paul said, "Follow me as I follow the example of Christ," and I believe there are maybe hundreds, if not thousands, of dentists out there who are following Christ because they followed your example. God bless you. And thank you, Dr. Griffin, for joining me today also on CMDA Matters.
T. Bob, it's been a wonderful time. Again, thanks for spending some time with us today.
Y'all are special. We love you. And thank you for all y'all doing. Y'all are the ones that are making the difference.
Well, I truly hope that you were inspired like I was by the testimony of Dr. T. Bob Davis today. You know, there was a very important part of our conversation that you didn't get to hear because of the time that was available for this podcast, but I just want to share with you now that you've heard from Dr. Davis that T. Bob has been fighting stage 4 lung cancer with metastasis to his spine over the past year or so. He gave me permission to share this information with you. And I don't bring it up so that you would feel sad or sorry for T-Bob, because I believe it really makes T-Bob's testimony even more remarkable, because we heard joy and energy and hope emanating from our good friend Dr. Davis today. T-Bob mentioned that learning God's word through hymns is a great tool in our lives, and his testimony today reminds me of the words from a familiar hymn taken from the Apostle Paul's words to his young mentee, Timothy. You may recognize them. It goes like this: I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I could just hear T-Bob tickling the ivory playing that hymn, I'm persuaded. T-Bob's testimony reminds us that this world is not our home, and we're just passing through to a more glorious home. Thank you, Dr. Davis, for your steadfast and faithful example to all of us as Christians in healthcare. Jesus challenged us to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him, a command few people have taken to heart as fully as Dr. T-Bob. Tim Keller's book, The Freedom of Self-Forgetfulness, The Path of True Christian Joy, it's a book I highly recommend to medical students and dental students when I have a chance to share with them. It better explains what T-Bob knows to be true, that ultimate joy is found when we say yes to God and take the focus off of ourselves. You can pick up a copy of this book at cmda.org/store or by just calling us at 888-230-2637. If you'd like to learn more about how to live a life of integrated faith and medical or dental practice, be sure to check out our CMDA classic work entitled Practice by the Book, written by Dr. Gene Rudd and Dr. Al Weir. This book is perfect for individual or group study. It can also be purchased on our website or over the phone. I just want to remind you that CMDA will be partnering with Dallas Theological Seminary on October the 1st to bring you a webinar entitled The Church and Science in a COVID World. This webinar is free, but you must register to attend. Dr. Daryl Bach, who was featured recently on CMDA Matters, will be hosting the webinar and will be joined by CMDA's own Dr. Jeff Barrows and Reverend Dr. Stephen Coe, who's a former CDC physician, an expert in epidemiology, also my guest on CMDA Matters earlier this year, who is a pastor of the New York Chinese Alliance Church. The webinar will be just over an hour and discuss important topics like church reopenings and vaccine issues from a Christian medical worldview. Well, we have some good news, and I want to encourage you that our Medical Education International Ministry, we call MEI for short, just sent its first team member overseas since the month of March this year. Dr. Tim Gall left September 13th for Northern Macedonia, where he plans to reconnect with our previous hosts and many healthcare professionals and students whom he knows, some of whom have shown real interest in the gospel of Christ. This is likely, unfortunately, our only MEI overseas effort this fall, but we are increasingly teaching our overseas colleagues online. This makes it possible for healthcare professionals who can't travel overseas but want to teach to become active participants in MEI. If you'd like to learn more, just go to our website, cmda.org/MEI. In terms of missions, you can also go to cmda.org/GHO and click on Find a Trip to reference the mission trip calendar for 2021 for our GHO ministry. Though many trips obviously have had to be canceled due to travel restrictions, you can keep up to date as new ones are planned for next year, including at least 8 teams that we are hoping and praying that God will allow us to send in March of 2021. As always, please continue to pray for God to open doors for CMDA and many other ministries that send out short-term missionaries to serve abroad, even amidst our current situation with the global pandemic. Well, as I close, hearing from Dr. T. Bob Davis today made me think of the scripture from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9, where Solomon tells us, "In his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps." I believe you will agree with me that the steps that God determined in advance for Dr. T. Bob Davis to take in service to others in dentistry and with his wonderful music have blessed more patients and students and listeners than we could probably ever imagine. I've asked Dr. T. Bob to take us home today and conclude this podcast.
Hi, I'm T. Bob Davis in Dallas, Texas. Over my 53-year career in dentistry, I've been mentored and encouraged by my CMDA friends. I know that serving Jesus faithfully throughout our healthcare career matters to all our CMDA members. That means we matter individually to the CMDA organization. So, my thanks to this CMDA Matters podcast. May God bless you.
This podcast has been a production of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on this podcast are not necessarily endorsed by the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. CMDA is a nonpartisan organization that does not endorse political parties or candidates for public office. The views expressed on this podcast reflect judgments regarding principles and values held by CMDA and its members and are not intended to imply endorsement of any political party or candidate.